Back shortly on The Exchange with Valerie Albrecht, who teaches yoga and yoga birthing and so much more, and has written a book, Search for Mother. Valerie Albrecht with your phone calls next on The Exchange after a short break. Valerie Albrecht normally calls Australia home, but she's here in our studio at the Jefferson Exchange to talk about motherhood and much more. And Valerie, it's a little hard to introduce you because you do so much. You have yoga and yoga birthing and hypnotherapy. And so what brings you to Western United States?
I'm currently on my book tour. My book, Search for Mother, was released about 4 weeks ago now. And so I'm traveling around your beautiful country, seeing amazing sights and meeting wonderful people like yourselves, and reading from my book and running writing workshops, and it's great.
What started you on, I can't exactly call it a career path because your career involves so many different things, but what's your education? How did you move into what you're doing now?
Well, my first career was as a speech pathologist, so that has, as you know, a strong medical component. And so I worked in traditional medical models for a long time, over 20 years. And then my personal interest took me to yoga, and that developed into the complementary medicine side of studies that I have done, and took me into yoga birthing and massage practice and hypnotherapy, and all the while I was writing as well, so that was always a passion. And so I moved from the traditional medical models of working into the complementary types of practices, if you like. So, and now I work very much, my work in Australia for the last 8 years has been actually with our health system and bringing, setting up natural therapy units into the public hospital system. So it's like nothing is wasted that we do.
When you talk about doing the things you do in public hospitals, do you think Australian medicine is a bit more receptive to non-traditional forms of healing than perhaps you'd find in the United States?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I was expecting you to ask me that.
Good. We're all set. And you had an answer prepared, I'm sure.
Well, I've worked in Australia on the East Coast, which is where Sydney is, in Brisbane, and quite a number of hospitals up the East Coast. And the reception is actually quite varied. I mean, it can vary from a hospital fully embracing a whole complementary health unit to, you know, I might do an in-service and leave a flyer and you know that's where it's going to stay. So it varies from that to that. And I have experienced hospitals in America, visiting them in this work in Arizona, and it's the same. It can vary.
So it really is about the same sort of thing in Australia. Some people will accept it and some won't.
Yeah. I think it can be very much about the population of an area. Like some populations are more open to broad-minded, if you like, more open to different ways of thinking than people who live in other parts of the country.
And you work in a realm which I would suggest appeals to areas like Mount Shasta, where you've been spending some time, and Ashland, where you are now.
So I did go there, yes. Is
right.
That what you said?
Well, the point is that both areas are somewhat more receptive, in my experience, to the kinds of things that you're doing.
That's true, but I've a year ago when I was here and I was researching for the book, that work was mostly on the East Coast. So in that time, I went to places in North Carolina, Virginia Beach, Maryland, and so I experienced hospitals and that mix of things there as well, and it was the same. Some places were all embracing of it, and some were just not thinking that way quite yet.
Valerie Albrecht is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. You can join our discussion at 800-838-3760 up and down the state of Jefferson. Our local number for the Medford-Ashland area is 541-552-6782. So you mentioned that you were here a year ago working on content for the book. The book is called Search for Mother. What's it about?
Search for Mother is about that deep yearning that most people have to make meaningful connection with their mother. And that, as we know, can be fraught with dualities of emotion from this extreme to this extreme, and guilt thrown in as well when we feel things that we perhaps feel are not quite appropriate to feel about our mother. And it's about coming to peace and acceptance with mother. So it's very much about the concept of mother, though. It's not only biological mother. It's the concept of mother, which is about that need for nurturing and nourishment.
Is there a similar concept to fatherhood? Do you think fatherhood is as fraught as motherhood is for
I think absolutely, and I think one of my next books is actually Search for Father.
So what are some of the chapters in Search for Mother? What are some of the pursuits that we will find if we read the book?
Well, it's written in three trimesters, which was a wonderful inspiration that was sent to me. So, for example, in the second trimester, it's an interview with birth workers from around the world, from India, America and Australia, colleagues of mine that I have worked with and myself. And we talk about bringing in the complementary medicine aspect into birthing. So that's an example of what is in the book. And we talk about the holistic aspect of that, honouring the whole person. So it's very much about supporting the emotional and spiritual metamorphosis into mother. And that's where yoga comes in, because yoga, of course, brings us body awareness and body relaxation. And when our physical body is calm, it's like opens the gate to our emotional, mental and spiritual sides. So that leads into the next trimester, which is all written through the body. The chapters in that are body parts telling the story of their search for mother. So it's the mother within as well. It also relates to adopted mother, Mother Earth, and spiritual mother as well.
Do you find in your travels that many women may be physically prepared to be mothers but don't realize the emotional part of it, or vice versa, that
Absolutely.
They're often unequal?
Absolutely. Or they're aware of the huge emotional and mental changes, but they don't know what to do about it, because that part of mother care isn't really dealt with in traditional by going to your obstetrician or your birthing practitioner. It's not generally dealt with. And that's what we are trying to achieve. That's one of our main goals, the birthing practitioners who deal in the mental and emotional, spiritual side. We're trying to make it so that women feel nurtured and honored in that side of them.
It seems like we've come a long way. I know when a couple of years ago I got a tour at Rogue Valley Medical Center in Medford,
mm-hmm.
and it showed us the new birthing suites where the family can be around and there's soft lighting and you're
yeah.
really sitting in a chair sort of thing, not lying mm-hmm. on some sterile-looking hospital bed. Then they showed us the way things used to be,
mm-hmm.
the delivery room with the green tile and the grout and everything shiny and hard and all
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. So our medical ways of dealing with birth have changed a lot, but it sounds like we're still lagging a bit in the spiritual realm.
You could put it that way. Lagging may be a little bit strong.
Right.
I mean, I think there's a growing awareness of it. But, you know, traditionally, it's not given the time and the space. And I think, you know, the way that system is, there isn't the time and space either, you know, in the way that clinics are set up. You know, and women have their appointments and they come in and they've got 20 minutes, you know. Whereas if we're going to really allow a woman to feel comfortable to express that side of her as she's becoming a mother, then we need appointments to be an hour or two long.
Do they necessarily need to be with the person who's going to deliver the baby, though?
No, they need to be with a person that the woman feels safe to explore those things with. And in my work, that has often been myself through my yoga teaching. It's very often, of course, the midwife that will be assisting in the birth. It may be, yes, it's usually, I mean, it could be just a support person in the family who's thinking along the same lines as that woman.
But women, in your opinion, need to be free to express what they're feeling, their hopes, their fears, all their dreams for what's going on with the process of becoming mothers, outside of this physical realm of how you're breathing and how you're eating and all that sort of stuff.
Well, absolutely, because that's what we come to when we're thinking about the holistic practice, the whole person. There is no separation from body, mind, and soul. So what we think affects how our physical body works. And this is, you know, the time of being pregnant is one of the times of life where this is so, so important to be aware of, because it's not only affecting the mother and the mother's body as to how she carries the baby and how she births, as in the fears that she takes into the birthing situation, but the unborn baby is also feeling what the mother is feeling. So then we've got two-step process happening here. So, yeah, it's very, very important that aspect be given space.
Valerie Albrecht is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's from Australia and works with women and mothers in a variety of ways. You can join our discussion on the Exchange. Our phone numbers are 800-838-3760 up and down the state of Jefferson. Our local number for the Medford-Ashland area, 541-552-6782. We should tell the folks at home what we talked about just before the microphones went live, which was we were trying to figure out how to introduce you. And even before I had a chance to say, good God, what does it say in your business card, you began talking about just that very subject.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hard for you, I guess, to try to figure out how to categorize your own self.
Well, I can tell you that story, and it's actually very relevant to one of the concepts in Search for Mother, because I have been very blessed to be able to offer many things. I needed a new business card, as I was telling you, and I was sitting there thinking, how can this work? There's all these things I need to put on it. And it just wouldn't come together. And then one day I reached this thought that I am actually everything that I can do. I'm the sum total of all the gifts that I've been given. And when I realized that, this wonderful girl who designs business cards appeared and made this beautiful thing. And this is very relevant to Search for Mother, because one of the things I found in the finding of mother, shall we say, is that when we have that full belief in ourselves, that self-surety about ourselves, that's when we're accepting ourselves, we can accept whatever and whoever is around us, including our mothers, for everything that she did and everything that perhaps she didn't, and everything that she is and she isn't, and the mother we wanted and the mother we ended up with. And it becomes okay, because we come back to this core of ourselves that we live with, that is okay.
Do you think our culture, our current world culture, struggles with the concept of motherhood more than cultures did in the past? Are we more conflicted about this, or is this a fairly standard thing to happen?
I think it probably always was. I mean, even if you consider tribal cultures, and I did have a wonderful experience about 6 years ago in Kenya, where I went to learn about tribal childbirth in a little village. And, you know, the physical side of birthing there is obviously very different. And, you know, they're utilizing gravity and posture and working in the fields and all of that. But they have a very different way of the structure in the village. And then the mother it's almost like the mother gives up the baby to an extent to the grandmothers, to the wise old women in the village. And so I'm left wondering about that mother-baby bond and how that is for that woman. And so I think it's always been around, that complexity of it.
Indeed. It is a complex relationship. Valerie Albrecht is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. And if you're wondering what it says on the business card, it's writer, massage practitioner, yoga teacher, moving into motherhood yoga, hypnotherapist, hypnobirther, speech pathologist. I noticed you put the thing that you started first at the end of the list. But anyway, she's our guest on the Exchange, and we'll welcome your questions, calls, comments at 800-838-3760. And locally in the Medford-Ashland area, 541-552-6782. Valerie, what can you tell us about yoga birthing and what that process involves?
Okay, well, yoga birthing is utilizing the principles of yoga into birth. And one of the principles of yoga is exactly what we've been talking about, the holistic, the oneness of the person. And so it aims to, through yoga practice, as I said, the physical body relaxes, it gives space to explore what's happening in the mental, emotional and spiritual bodies. And so it's really extending that principle into positions and postures and breathing and visualizations that are specific for birthing.
So, all right, then I guess that answers the question I was coming up to, which is there are slightly different maneuvers then for the mother?
Oh, yes, very much so. In, for example, yoga birthing, we aim to utilize the two main directions of what's happening in a birth, which is the downward movement of the baby and the opening of the body. So we aim to practice upright positions, upright standing, sitting, kneeling positions to help that baby move down, and also wide leg standing seated positions to help the whole opening of the body. In yoga birthing, we also focus very much on, for example, strengthening the legs because there's an increase in body weight. And we work very much in the joints because there's an increase of body fluid. And one of the common things that happen in pregnancy is the swelling of the joints. And so we do things specifically to minimize that risk. We work, the upper body work that we do is aimed towards breast health and getting ready for breastfeeding. The breathing, of course, is breathing for relaxation and to again help the body move the baby out. And we bring the beautiful concept of the yoga lotus also into yoga birthing, and that in the way of, say, as you're in birthing. And we also use very different language. We try to use positive birthing language. So we try not to refer to a contraction as a contraction. We refer to it, say, as an opening or a body softening. So in the using the image of the lotus, in that as your body is opening and softening for birth, we try to visualize a lotus with the petals gradually unfolding, each petal unfolding, symbolizing an opening of the body. And then when the lotus is beautifully open, there's the baby.
That's a powerful image. Let us take a call for Valerie Albrecht. This is Kay in Eureka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. I've been enjoying the show. My concept, or my comment does not have to do with birthing.
Okay.
However, it does have to do with motherhood, which is where it all starts.
Yes.
Birthing. An observation of mine over the past decades is that the word mother is being used less and less and less, and it's mom, even mm-hmm. in situations that one would consider more formal. In, like, my mom died instead of my mother,
mm-hmm.
and I bet you've observed this too. It probably seems like it started with soccer mom, but goodness sakes, it's just spread to every mouth that is thinking of the concept of mother.
Well, it's actually with both parents, I would argue, because I noticed that over time I stopped saying my father and I started saying my dad to other people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So is it just a cultural thing? What do you think, Valerie?
It could be a cultural thing. I think it's also a reflection of the connection that people have with their parents. And I think that you will still find that people who are having challenges in that relationship may still use the more formal terms, if you like, of mother and father, because that creates just a little bit of safe distance that they might need. So I think, yeah, that's my thought on that.
So, Kay, do you think they're honoring their parents less by using the less formal term?
No, sometimes I think I see more of a friend or sibling relationship expressed in using the term.
Oh, where the parents want to be buddies instead of the parents?
Yeah, instead of honoring. That's something we can't get away from. Every person has a mother and a father. And I have read fiction throughout my whole life, and often there are mothers and fathers, and I'll be reading along, and the character has a mother, and that figure looms large for me. And then I'll think, wait a minute, the character in the book is 20 or 30 years younger than I am now. But still, the word mother triggers that, and I don't think that's bad. I mean, the Mother Earth is all-encompassing. That's how the infant sees the mother, too, as the mother is the universe. It's something that we hold within us. And I think when we refer to a person, just an ordinary person, as our mother, that there's an honoring of that whole part of it instead of my buddy, my mom.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you for the call, Kay.
Okay.
Very much appreciate it. Take care.
Good show. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. So, Valerie, where can people see you while you're in Oregon and California?
Okay. This Friday night from, I think it's 7 to 9 at the Rogue Valley Metaphysical Library. I'm doing a book discussion and presentation on Saturday afternoon between 1 and 2:30 at the Ashland Public Library, a similar sort of thing. And a very wonderful thing has developed from writing Search for Mother, and that is writing workshops. I also have a master's degree in writing, so I teach writing. But this particular writing workshop that has developed is based on Search for Mother, and it's about writing through the body, writing your own Search for Mother. So on Sunday afternoon between, I think, 2 and 6, again at the Rogue Valley Metaphysical Library, I'm teaching a Writing Through the Body workshop.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, Valerie. Appreciate talking to you. Oceansofenergy.com, and there's a link from our website, too. This is The Exchange. We'll be back.